Hello and welcome back. I'm so excited to have you here. And if you are new to me, I'm so glad to be meeting you for the first time. My name is Mallory Page. I currently see my dog running down the stairs, which is not usually a good sign because usually that means he needs to, in his mind, quote unquote, protect the household from the mailman that comes every day to drop us mail. And that is a cardinal sin to him. So we'll hope that we don't get a barking interruption, but I do have to say, I am so overjoyed. If this is your first time here or you've been here 102 times, either way, I am really excited to just spend some time with you. And everything that I'm about is sharing things from a non-diet perspective. So there's so much diet culture nowadays. It shows up in nutrition, in fitness, in wellness, in culture, and it's especially rampant right now with everything that's going on. And so when I share, I'm not trying to tell you what you should or what you should not do. Ultimately, that's up to you, but I am trying to bring a perspective that you may not have heard of before to help you to make an informed decision about what works best for you. And I feel that's incredibly important with the topic today, where we are talking about weight gain, fear that your weight will change forever if you let go of control, and if that is true or not. Now, I do have to say, before we dive into this, I am recording this episode because I am now putting these up on YouTube. Hello to my YouTube family. And it's been really, really fun, but it's so funny because I do not have the right materials still. And so currently my camera is being balanced on a Stanley cup, and then my glasses are underneath the lens of the camera to try to get it to like stay a little bit further up. I'll take a picture, and for those of you that are watching, you'll see it. And the link to watch these will always be included in the show notes, but of course the podcast will continue as usual. So also if you're watching this YouTube video and you would like to listen to the podcast instead, seems like diet culture, you're welcome to do so. So hope you guys are enjoying those. I've been having a blast, despite the fact I cannot seem to get my bun to stay in the frame. Now, this topic, I need a sip of coffee. I'm refilling. It's 3 p.m. I know. 3 p.m. and I'm having coffee. But yes, I love having coffee in the afternoon. It's the truth. This topic came to mind for me, though, because it's a conversation that I have a lot with people that I'm potentially going to work with or that are in my DMs. It's just this question of, you know, if I let go of control, if I stop doing whatever it is that I'm doing to try to keep my body in the place that it is, will I just keep gaining weight forever? Will my body just keep changing forever? And I totally understand that fear. I had the fear myself. And so today I wanted to walk you through the process of understanding this further and then answering the question to let you know if this is true or not. Especially because if you do have this fear, I want you to be able to see that the truth and the lies feels like a strong word, but maybe the misguided thoughts within it. So to start off with this, I first want you to think about, what is it that you are doing right now in this moment to try to prevent your body from changing? Because if you're afraid that your body is going to gain weight forever if you let go of control or you stop doing what you're doing, then you likely are probably doing something, even if it's discreet, to try to keep your body in the same place. Now, these could be more obvious things like being in a continual cycle of dieting, having certain habits that you feel you always have to keep up with food, with exercise, with your body, and you even find yourself maybe stressed when you're not doing those. You kind of cling to exercise as a means of like, oh, it's fine if I eat X, Y, and Z, if I exercise. You feel like maybe you always have to kind of keep yourself in check, quote unquote, which involves potentially feeling like you're fine until you put on a certain pair of jeans and then you notice, oh, that's different than how I want it to feel. And so then you start to do things. You know, I think it's important to note that there are these obvious ways that it can show up, but there are also ways that are not so obvious that this can show up. And you kind of want to determine, you know, how is that showing up for me? If you're free, or if you have access to a notes app or your journal app on iPhone. I don't know if you guys have seen the new journal app on iPhone. It's pretty cool. I would be curious if you wrote this down even, because it could be good to keep in mind as we go throughout the exercise or the episode. Because the second thing is, I want you to now understand and think about, why is the fear present for you around gaining weight forever? What is it that makes you think you will gain weight forever if you stop doing whatever it is that you wrote above? Is it because you heard it from someone in your life? Someone online? Someone that you don't even know in a magazine that said it? Do you feel like it just makes sense in your mind? You maybe don't even have any experience that is pushing that, but it just seems like it makes sense, and so you feel that way? Have you seen a family member or a friend seemingly experience what your fear is? Or maybe you know that this isn't true, that it will happen to you, but you still have this irrational fear. You know, deep down, you believe that it is not true, that if you let go of these habits and you let go of control, you will have your body change forever, but it still feels just as scary. So keeping those two things in mind, and there's so much we could do to even just unpack those, right? What has contributed to them? How do they make you feel mentally, physically, emotionally? How is this affecting you? How long has this been present? There's a lot we could explore in this, but I want to move from this to three different reasons that explain and answer the question of, will you keep gaining weight forever? So the first thing that you want to keep in mind when you ask yourself the question of, will I keep gaining weight forever, is set point weight. So set point weight is actually a range. And the way that I would describe it is the place that your body physiologically wants to stay at. So what I would say is, think of that Nest thermometer. You know those thermometers? I felt so fancy when we were in our first condo that had this. It's essentially where it's at, like little circular thermometer, and you can set a range where it's like there's the lowest points. You could set your house to 66, and if it goes below that, it heats back up. Or you could have it be the highest range. If it hits 70 degrees, then it goes back down, right? So the whole point of that temperature gauge is that within that range, it's always going to fight to stay within that range. Even if it goes below it, it's going to automatically kick on the heat or automatically kick on the AC to get back into that range. This is how set point weight range is. Your body genuinely has a place that it wants to stay at, and it will fight to keep you there, and you'll notice it because there will be symptoms that come up from it. So if you were under your set point weight range, you'll notice certain symptoms that can come up. These vary extremely, right? It could be fatigue. It could be that you lose your period. It could be that you just feel like you constantly have to fight to keep your body there. It could be that it's mentally stressful. It could be something more extreme, like some of the ED types of symptoms where your arms grow hair, like extra hair, right? It varies a lot, but there will be symptoms. And similarly, when you're above that range, you usually feel it too. And again, tons of variations in terms of symptoms here. You could just feel lethargic. You could feel very uncomfortable in your body. But do keep in mind that discomfort in your body can be present at any space. It doesn't really just have to go along with being above your set point weight range. It could be just that you're experiencing some pain. I mean, there's so many things that it could be, but ultimately you just don't feel like it's 100% comfortable. And so your body is showing you that because it wants you to notice, hey, there's something off here. Something's not right. And it's trying to fight to bring you back, but it can only have so much control. It's not like a temperature gauge where the second that you go under or you go over, that AC or the heat kicks on. Our body can only send us so many signals, right? So for example, when you're under your set point weight range, you may feel hungry all the time. It may be saying, hey, you need to eat more. But you're like, no, I don't need to eat more. No, I need to stay here. So our mind can overpower our body as humans. But when we do that, it's actually not helpful, which is why so many of these typical dieting techniques of like just chew gum when you're hungry or drink water. That stuff is super harmful to do because your body is trying to communicate with you in that moment. So I've had many clients that have come to me that, you know, have been in different places where they either feel like they're below their set point range or they're above it. And the key with this is that we're not focusing on trying to achieve it. It's not like we're going on the scale to try to say, okay, I'm going to do this. But what it is looking at is how do you feel and then what habits could potentially be contributing to that, right? So I've had clients that have felt like they're above their set point weight range, and they felt like this partially because of how they felt physically in their body, but also because they felt like they were in a constant binge cycle with food. It was something they were very emotionally attached to, and they noticed that this was off for them. And there are times where throughout the journey of a client really finding peace in that, they can have changes to their body, right? It doesn't mean that we focused on that, but it can happen. Similarly, there can be the client that, you know, is under and they have the cessation of their period and they're always tired. And we can notice that they're not fueling themselves enough in their habits. So it's focusing on the habits that are contributing to this place, both mentally, physically, emotionally, all of those different types of things. And there's so much we can say about set point weight range. And to really understand it, I feel like a deep dive is best, but at least this gives you an initial idea of it so that you can keep that in mind when answering that question, will I keep gaining weight forever? Now, the second thing that you want to remember is that when your body has been in a space, when you've been engaging in habits that have been all oriented towards trying to control something, there is somewhat of a balancing act that happens when you let go of that control. And this balancing act can be what feels really scary and makes people feel like they're doing something wrong. But in fact, it's not actually wrong. It's just rebalancing. So let's say that you have been restricting, for example. There are actually a ton of different things happening in your body when that's occurring, right? So let's say you've been in negative energy balance. There's ways that this scientifically affects your metabolism, affects the amount that you're able to kind of, it affects your ability to utilize the energy that you take in. In LGU, we go through this whole graph basically that shows this process, but you can also, you know, search it up, and there's some things that will show you what I'm talking about essentially. And within that, we have to then allow for our body to go from this place where our metabolism is down, we're in this negative energy balance, to a place where it reestablishes itself. But that in between can feel uncomfortable because it can feel like there are symptoms and things we're experiencing that we're not used to. But if we allow for ourselves to get back into that positive energy balance and the neutral energy balance, what will end up happening is that you will have your metabolism go back to where it was or very similar to where it was before. You will have a cessation of those uncomfortable symptoms that would have been occurring when you were in a place that was not aligned with your body. And you will ultimately then feel better again, but you have to allow that balancing period. And when I'm talking about energy balance, I'm talking about when you're not, negative energy balance is not eating enough to meet your needs. Positive energy balance is technically eating over, quote unquote, what your needs would be. And then neutral would be like eating exactly what your needs would be. And again, it's not that we're measuring this, it's that we are taking steps to ensure that you are adequately nourished. This same thing can happen, though, in other ways that you may have been restricted or unregulated. So, for example, a lot of the times when people get very frustrated, this is a lot of the people that I work with, is that they weren't restricting in a way that changed their body super intensely, or maybe they don't have a fear of calories, but they have a lot of kind of mental restrictions or mental rules. So maybe I can't eat this, but I can eat this, or I can only eat at this point in time. And we still have to re-regulate those mental restrictions, and we have to allow for them to do this kind of balancing act that I'm talking about. And so what often happens is that those foods that you may have felt like were off limits, or those habits that may have felt off limits, you have a draw to them that's stronger than before. It's very similar to if, you know, a kid were to tell you that, or a parent were to tell a kid, oh, you can't do that, and now the kid wants to do it more, that's what's happening in your brain in a very simplistic way. So if you've been avoiding carbs, this is always my random go-to example, and then you start to implement them, you're going to feel more attracted to them. You're going to want to eat them more. You may even feel like, oh my gosh, this is proving that I'm out of control when I do this, and I'm just going to keep gaining weight forever because I can't stop eating carbs. But that's the balancing act. And if you allow for it to balance and go even sometimes to what feels like another extreme, even though it's really not, when you think about how long you've been taking something out, then it will find a middle ground. And you know, emotions can also play a huge role in this. And that's what a lot of people don't talk about. So with that client example I was mentioning of the one that's binging and utilizing food as a very heightened source of joy, maybe a sense of coping, we need to help that person regulate their emotions. And so we're talking a lot about coping mechanisms and identity and regulating yourself. Sometimes it's somatic work that we're doing, like body work and feeling that sometimes. It's specifically understanding why the food is being utilized in that way. You know, there's a lot of different reasons, but we do have to regulate all of these things internally. And then when we're able to regulate more internally, then that projects out externally as well. So oftentimes we think that the way that we're interacting with food is then affecting our internal environment, which of course that can happen, but more often than not, it's actually some internal things that we're experiencing, internal imbalances or dysregulation, that is then affecting our external environment and the way that we interact with food, exercise, and our body. Now, the last thing that's very important to keep in mind is if you are genuinely focusing on listening to yourself and your intuition, then you should only end up in a place where you feel your best. So, you know, even if you let go of control, the real end result, the real desired outcome of that is to feel better in your body, in your habits, in your health. Now, I know what the first thought with this typically is. Well, if I listen to myself, I would eat Oreos all the time, every night, and I would eat so many of them, and you know, I would be so out of control. The thing is that goes back to the last point we were just talking about. This isn't you being out of control, and that's not even necessarily your true balanced intuition, for lack of a better word. That is your body recalibrating because it's been off kilter for so long. We have to give it time. And what I often see happen is that people start the journey to food freedom. Maybe they are like, I'm going to go all in, or I'm just going to do all this, which can work for some people, but sometimes it can be too overwhelming because then they feel like their greatest fears come true because they haven't eaten Oreos, and then they bought Oreos and they eat a whole pack or whatever it is. And they think, oh my gosh, see, this shows that I'm just so out of control when I do let myself eat these things. But you're not taking into account that that's that recalibration, right? And so we have to give that time. And there are other ways to support yourself as you're experiencing this too, and things that it's kind of showing us. And if we take all these foods and habits and things off a pedestal so that then everything becomes neutral, whether it be that you think HIIT workouts are better than walking, or you think walking's better than HIIT workouts, or you think, you know, Oreos are bad, or you think salads are better. It doesn't matter what it is, whatever those things are, we want to neutralize them all. And you may be thinking, oh my gosh, well, if I neutralize them all, then I'm just going to eat again these things that I shouldn't eat, quote unquote, all the time. But the truth is, when you actually neutralize all of these things, you are then able to choose what you truly want without judgment and from your true intuition. Because the reason why you're having all of these desires, maybe feeling heightened hunger, feeling heightened desire to eat certain foods, is because of the fact that you haven't been listening for so long. We go through this process of having to listen to what the body needs to re-neutralize, and then you're actually in tune with yourself. You have those consistent hunger and fullness cues. You have those consistent cravings. You have different kind of values and morals that you utilize to be able to make decisions. And so within that, you naturally will be able to find what feels the best for you, because you make choices every day that feel aligned for you and only you, because we're all different. Nothing that someone else says works for them is guaranteed to work for you, or something that someone says won't work for you, you know, may work great for you. It's just, we have to allow for the time frame to truly figure this out. And when we do so, you will end up feeling your absolute best. So when we look at these three things, both set point weight, allowing for recalibration, and trusting your intuition, we see that it is not the case that you will keep gaining weight forever if you let go of control. Because actually this feeling of letting go of control is in fact giving you back control. It's giving you back agency in your choices, because the quote unquote control that you have right now is not true control. It would only last for seconds outside of scenarios where it is meant to thrive. You know, if you can't eat certain foods and then you go to that dinner party and it's there, you're either obsessing about it the whole time or you're eating it and feeling guilty. You know, that's not true control. We want you to feel grounded and sure of yourself. And now I know that you may be thinking, even as I say this, but I have proof that I'm going to keep gaining weight forever. I've seen it happen before. I know it. But this is happening because the very habits that you are doing to try to stay in control end up making you believe that you will gain weight forever. Just like I was saying, if you are doing anything to try to control your body, what ends up happening is at a certain point, your body will try to bounce back and control you. Whether that be with the foods that you're trying to control, the exercise that you're over-relying on or forcing that you don't want to do, the obsession with not gaining weight, and so constantly you find yourself looking at the scale or obsessing about the size that you're wearing. If we take out all of these different things, these pressures that we put on ourselves, then we'll see that the very things you were trying to do to control yourself were keeping you stuck, because they're perpetuating that cycle, perpetuating that obsession, creating stress in your body all the time. But I think the second question that often comes up for this is, well, what if I don't like where I end up in my body? Or what if I feel like I lose some of the habits that make me who I am? You know, as an example, I was a personal trainer for many years, and I felt like there was times where I had this thought of like, well, what if my body changes and I'm not as strong anymore and people don't think I'm a valid personal trainer? Something like that is an identity-based one. Or the more obvious one that I was starting with, of just feeling like you end in a place in your body that doesn't feel good. So this really goes into the topic of unconditional acceptance of yourself. Talking about body grief, uncovering your deeper why, tuning out the noise. And I will say that my free masterclass on unconditional acceptance will give you a much deeper dive into all of this. So it will be linked in the description if you'd like to check that out. But I think that the key to remember about this in short is that acceptance does not come from how you look. I'm not trying to negate the fact that there are very real challenges that people experience in bodies that are not as societally acceptable. But there are people in all different bodies that can accept themselves, because true acceptance is internal. And so when we remember that, it shows us that no matter where we end up, if we have those tools, we can have that acceptance. And I always feel like the thing about this that I keep in mind is, you know, almost like, what is it that you are looking for out of acceptance? You know, what do you feel like will cultivate acceptance now? And also potentially look back at your past experiences, maybe times where your body has been in a different place or where you thought it was more acceptable. Did you really accept yourself then? And even if you did, was it sustainable? And are you willing to kind of compromise your peace and your happiness and your joy in life just to reside in a body that has conditional acceptance? Because your body will change all throughout your life. And so we want to set you up so that even as those changes occur, you can accept yourself no matter what. Now, I hope that this was helpful for you, of walking you through this question and giving you some very tangible things to hold on to and to keep in mind as you try to work through this fear. If you have questions about this, please feel free to shoot me a DM. I'm happy to answer them. And I will again have that masterclass linked in the description. Now, I do think that we can rank this on a diet culture scale, which if you've never heard about the diet culture scale, it goes from 1 to 10, actually 0 to 10, but we haven't had a 0, which is 0 being absolutely no diet culture at all, 10 being the most diet culture possible. And I would say that people that try to tell you that you constantly have to be in control of your body in order to be healthy, you know, have your body where you want, whatever it is, any of those things, I think that that's a 10. Because, and I know that that could be a hot take, but the reason why I say that is because of the fact that the whole idea of diet culture is that, you know, the size of your body is more important than all of these other areas in your life, your physical, mental, emotional health, yada, yada. And I think the very nature of diet culture is to try to convince you that you always have to be controlling things, because then if you don't trust yourself, you will spend more money, do more things that are profiting or that help diet culture to profit. And so it seems like at the core of this, that's a 10, but that doesn't mean that you thinking this is a 10 by any means. I think this is an arbitrary scale just for fun, but I do feel like this should help you to kind of think about some of the ways that this may show up for you. And ultimately, I'm so appreciative of you being here, whether you're listening or watching. And if you did enjoy this, I would so appreciate any support, you know, leaving a review, leaving a comment, giving a thumbs up. You know, any of that is so supportive and so helpful. And I can't wait to hang out with you again here very, very soon. Thank you guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye.